Cyclist Floyd Landis joins us now from Madrid. Mr. Landis, let's just get right to it. Were you doping in the Tour de France?
Absolutely not.
And you've explained that. You've said that quite emphatically now in two press conferences. And you explained that you had unusually high levels of testosterone in your system for natural reasons.
No, that's not actually accurate. Right. What I had was a test which showed a ratio of two natural substances, one testosterone and one epitestosterone. They have a formula which is supposed to fit everybody, which says that a 4-to-1 ratio is the maximum of a normal ratio. So two things can affect the testosterone-epitestosterone ratio, one being higher or the other being lower or both. So, no, we can't say what the level was. It's not a quantitative test.
But you had noted that that you have elevated testosterone levels. I'm wondering how you would know that and what would explain that.
That would be from blood tests. What we're talking about here was a urine test. We're required to take blood tests 4 times a year for the Federation or for the International Cycling Union. And so they're aware of everything that goes on there.
Hmm. If you maintain that you haven't taken any drugs, that you did nothing to goose your performance, what would explain these test results?
That's what I have hired experts to figure out. I cannot explain it because this is equally as new to me as to anyone else paying attention to this case right now.
You've been asked in the past few days a few times now if you've ever taken performance-enhancing drugs, and your answer was, if I may say, a little elliptical. You weren't as clear as some of your racing fans might have hoped. Why not a simple yes or no answer to that question?
Again, the answer is no, and I think that was a mistake. I was trying at the time to see things from the point of view of the outside world and knowing that people may or may not have already preconceived ideas about cycling because there's been a few cases too many times in a row in the past. And I was trying to fairly judge what the outside perspective would be. So rather than just saying no, I tried to explain why I understood if people didn't believe me at the time. But I think that was a mistake.
You think you may have left some confusion there.
Yeah, and that was not my intention in any way. What I was trying to do was be reasonable. But the answer is no, and that's what I said in the end. And I think I should have just said it directly and ended it with that.
A lot of people have heard about this news, and they're thinking to themselves, say it ain't so, Floyd. Why should they believe you?
They should believe me because, first of all, this hasn't gone through any kind of process yet, and I haven't had a chance to defend myself yet, except in the press and in the public opinion, which obviously it's not easy when they take the first step and say, I'm doped, which they didn't actually say. That was misinterpreted. What actually happened here was there's, like I said, an unnatural ratio, a so-called unnatural ratio of two natural substances. There's no evidence of any unnatural substance in my body. So they should believe me because I think everybody should be presumed innocent. That's what I said yesterday, and I stand by that.
And this ratio, you're talking about something, this TE ratio, testosterone to the ratio of testosterone to epitestosterone.
Yes, it is not an indication of an outside substance being administered.
You know, in listening to you, you have a certain, almost an even keel, and, you know, listening to you and watching you in these two press conferences, and some wonder, where is the anger for someone who claims to have been falsely accused?
Well, the calm confidence that I feel comes from the fact that I know the truth, and I know that I didn't do anything, and I know that I'm innocent. And what I hope is that I get a fair trial, and I can prove that. But knowing that I'm innocent is good enough for me.
What do you do if that B sample comes back the same way?
I expect that it will. The problem is not a problem with the test, as far as I know. It's a possibility, but I would say the odds are small. The problem is that at times, from the way it's been explained to me, there are variations in the ratio, and for some reason in some individuals there are numbers which don't fit the criteria which they claim to be natural. On top of that, if you go to the World Anti-Doping Association's website, you can read about this, and it explains there that sometimes these levels are natural, even though they don't fit the criteria.
So if it comes back, do you just hand over that bowl, hand over that jersey, or do you plan to fight this
all the way to
arbitration court?
No, I plan at the same time that I request the B sample to ask for an endocrinological review of my body and to prove that there are times during the day or at some points that if I were tested, I would be shown to be out of the 4-to-1 ratio, albeit from a natural cause. That explaining that, I can't. I'm waiting for the experts to do that.
A natural cause. What might that be?
Like I said, I have no idea. That's why I have experts working on it. But again, I'll say again that if you go to the World Anti-Doping Association's website, you can read there that there are times when it's perfectly explainable.
If it's curious why this wasn't detected earlier, since you were tested at several points throughout the race.
That seems odd to me also, and I know it's in no way a defense, but it would be absurd for someone to think that they weren't going to be tested when they were the leader and they were planning on winning the stage. At the time, I was not the leader, but I had every intention of winning the stage and knowing I would be tested. So from that perspective, none of it makes any sense. I was tested also, like I said, 5 times before that in this race alone, and in the other 3 races, which I won previously this year, which I've not talked about much, but they're equally as important races as any, and I've been tested 4 times in each one, along with, may I add, 2 out-of-competition tests at my home.
Now, you say that these are naturally occurring hormones. There's also such a thing as artificial testosterone. Possible that this could account for these test results?
I guess that's what's being alleged, because they say that the ratio is out of line, but there's no indication that there's anything unnatural in my body at this time.
How would that have gotten, if that's possible, how would that have gotten in your system?
I'm saying that's a possible explanation, but it is not the explanation, because it didn't, and it wouldn't have, and I didn't use it. So it's an alleged explanation, but it's not the explanation.
And one of the possible explanations that you've held out is that you consumed alcohol after the 16th stage. You said that you and your teammates had a beer and some whiskey. You listened to some heavy music, heavy metal music that night after that disappointing ride. Pardon?
Maybe it was the music.
I doubt that defense is going to go too far. But what was going on that night?
Again, I heard speculation, and people ask me in some of the conferences that I've done if I thought that that had some influence on it. And to my knowledge, that has no influence on it. I've heard of now of hearsay of studies that explain that, but I have no way of knowing if that's the case or not.
In your press conference today, you said that you have absolute respect for the cleanliness of the sport. And at this point, there are people who hear a statement like that and think, what is he talking about? This sport has been riddled with doping problems. How can you assert that this is a clean sport at this point?
That's not what I was asserting. I have respect for the job that they're doing to make a clean sport, the cleanliness of the sport, meaning what our objective is in this sport. Yes, there are people who do things wrong in this sport and they get caught. And again, this is the good thing about making it public, is it's clear to everybody that we don't try to hide things like that in this sport. As bad as it makes the sport look, when somebody gets caught, we talk about it.
How widespread are these problems?
I think everybody gets to see all of them, because we don't hide any of them.
I mean doping in the sport. How widespread is that?
That would be speculation on my part. I cannot say.
You can't say? You don't? It's not something, I mean, you ride in the pack? You train with these riders? You don't know anything about this?
It's not something I do, and it's not something that if somebody did it, they would talk about, I suppose. That's all I can really say. From my point of view, I'm not involved.
Floyd, it seems like you're in a tough position. You're trying to prove that you rode clean in a sport that is increasingly viewed by the public as being dirty.
Again, the people who have been proved to have cheated have been thrown out of the sport. It's possible that some are left. It's even likely. but that doesn't change the fact that the majority are tested on a regular basis. I've been tested 20 times this year. And so that's the way the process works, and I think we have to trust in the process. If you want to look at the world from the viewpoint of everything is, you know, everything's dark and a negative viewpoint, then so be it. But I choose not to see things that way. I don't think that's reality.
Have you talked to your family back home in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I spoke with my mother yesterday. She, my wife, Amber, had spoken to her, or to a sister of mine, and she said things were a little bit out of control. There was a lot of press at the house, and so I called her and just to encourage her a little bit, because I know she can handle it, but I felt bad that she had to be involved.
Hmm. What's your strategy going forward? How do you intend to fight this?
Like I said, I intend to have the full study done to explain why these levels would vary like that from one day to the next.
You're talking about your own study. This is separate from anything the UCI would do.
No, this is a request I have to make to the UCI to allow me to use this as a defense. This has been done many times in many sports, and successfully, I may add.
Why hasn't that that B sample been tested yet?
From the date I received the fax, have 5 working days to request it. It's been 2 days now. I've had 2 days to figure out what's going on and figure out a plan as to who I can have represented there. I have to have a representative at the lab at the time it's tested. So I have that in order now, and it will be requested either afternoon today. I have to send a fax to USA Cycling, so in the United States, either afternoon today or tomorrow morning.
Some might wonder if you absolutely didn't do this, and you're wondering why these test results came out this way, why didn't you order the B test immediately?
Well, I think in my defense, I've never been through this before, and I was a little bit disoriented, and 2 days is not such a long time, and if I look guilty because I waited 2 days to ask for a B sample just so I could get my thoughts together, then I think somebody's being irrational.
Floyd, how's your hip?
My hip is the same as it was before. It's not perfect, and it's going to get replaced within a few weeks, and I'm very happy about that.
Will this delay your surgery?
It depends what I have to do for the test and where I have to fly to, and I still don't know all those details. It may delay it a little, but I intend to get it done as soon as possible because I plan to race again next year, and I would like to have a new hip.
Second time I've heard you say that today. I heard that in the press conference. Are you more determined than ever to race again, if only because of all this?
Yeah, and what do I need to say? If anybody that thinks I'm not a fighter and not going to stand up for what I deserve, then they didn't watch the race.
What are you hearing from other cyclists right now?
I haven't seen too many other cyclists. The only people I've talked to are my own teammates, and yeah, they're equally as frustrated at the whole situation because there's nothing they can do. At least I have something I can do. I'm working on it. But I have their support, and they're the only ones I've seen because since then I haven't been around any bike races.
You say that you want people to view you as innocent until proven otherwise.
Yes, and that's what I would like them to do, exactly.
Do you think that given what's happened in the sport and the way things work in American society, and society in general, do you think that that's realistic?
I don't know whether it's realistic or not. I was only asking that they view this the way they expect to be treated in life as Americans.
Mr. Landis?
Yes.
I really appreciate this.
Thank you very much.
When do you head back to the States?
Tomorrow. I'm very happy about that.
Why are you doing this? Taking the offensive and actually doing these interviews?
Because I won the tour, and I'm proud of that fact, and I won it because I was the strongest one there, and I know it, and everybody got to see it, and I think I deserve it. So I know that the subject matter is going to be different now because of what happened, but I have no control over that.
I just want to ask you, what do you think it's going to take in the end to remove that asterisk from next to your name?
I need to go win it again and finish it without this kind of nonsense happening. I don't know how you do that, but that's my plan.